Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
The Israelite people were often stiff-necked and rebellious. On their journey through that great and terrible wilderness, they arrived at a place called Kadesh Barnea. Moses told the Israelites that God had arranged for them to take the land from the Amorites. Moses reminded them of God's promise to their fathers. Behold, the Lord your God has set the land before you. Go up and possess it, as the Lord God of your fathers has said unto you. Fear not, neither be discouraged. Deuteronomy 1:19-21. Deuteronomy 1 describes exactly what happened. Moses took 12 men, one from each tribe. The 12 men went into the land to learn what kind of land it was. The 12 men reported, "It is a good land that the Lord our God gives us." But the people would not go up and rebelled against the commandment of the Lord. They murmured and complained because Moses had brought them into the land to be destroyed by the Amorites. The Jews were discouraged about taking the land because the 12 men had told them just how great was the army of the Amorites. "The people are greater and taller than we. The cities are great and walled up to heaven. Moreover, we have seen the sons of the Anakims there." Deuteronomy 1:22-28. Incidentally, the sons of Anak were giants. They made the Israelites to appear like grasshoppers. Numbers 13:33. Moses urged the Israelites, "Dread not, neither be afraid of them. The Lord your God who goes before you, he shall fight for you, according to all that he did for you in Egypt before your eyes, and in the wilderness, where you have seen how the Lord your God bore you as a man bears his son in all the way you went until you came to this very place." Deuteronomy 1:29-31. In spite of all that God had done for the Israelites in delivering them from Egyptian bondage and guiding them through the wilderness, they did not believe the Lord. The Lord was so angry with the Israelites that he swore, saying, "Surely there shall not be one of these men of this evil generation see that good land, which I swore to give unto your fathers, save Caleb and Joshua." Deuteronomy 1:34-38. There is more to the story of Israelites' rebellion at Kadesh Barnea, but I want to turn for a moment to Deuteronomy 9. Moses had told his people that God was angry with them over the golden calf incident. He then affirmed, "Likewise, when the Lord sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, 'Go up and possess the land which I have given you,' then you rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God, and you did not believe him, nor listen to his voice. You have been rebellious against the Lord from the day that I knew you." Deuteronomy 9:23-24. There are numerous lessons in these verses that should make us stronger in our faith. Unbelief is a serious problem for God's people. In spite of all God had done for the Israelite people, they did not believe him. Why did not the miracles they had seen strengthen their faith in God? It was not as if they had no evidence of God's goodness and faithfulness. They had to know that God had fulfilled every promise he had made to them. Please notice that the Lord had said, "Go up and possess the land that I have given you." There was no way the Israelites could fail if they did what God told them to do. They did not trust the Lord, or they would have followed his instructions. We hear from some theologians that keeping God's commandments is not necessary for our salvation. Some of the Jews must have believed that false view. God accused the Jews, "You have rebelled against the commandments of the Lord your God, and you did not listen to my voice." Elijah told King Saul, "For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king." 1 Samuel 5:23. Thank you for listening today, and may God bless you.